Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
410-583-1057. Win 2 tickets to see Maryland take on Michigan November 22nd live in College Park. 410-583-1057. 2 tickets to watch the Terps take on the Wolverines November 22nd. You get to talk to Beltway Ben as well. But let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline now as we preview Ravens-Browns on Sunday. Ken Carman does mornings on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland and joins us now. And Ken, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I want to start with the quarterback situation. From afar, it doesn't seem like Dillon Gabriel is the man for the gig. Why have they been, in your opinion, so reluctant to see what's behind door number two?
Well, first, thanks for moving things around for me. I do appreciate that, guys. Football season is a tough season, so I do appreciate you guys being able to move some things around. Second of all, I think it's because they're not ready for Shador yet. I don't think that they trust him to run the offense just yet, and I don't think it's anything. You know, we like to turn things negative into things, and people get very sensitive over Shador. I don't think it's anything nefarious or anything like that. I think that right now, I think if Kevin Stefanski had his way, I think he'd love to put a veteran back in or kept a veteran playing and let the game come either come back to Dillon Gabriel or get to Dillon Gabriel eventually. Like, I think if Kevin had his way, I think that Dillon Gabriel might just be making his first start right now instead of where it's gone. But I don't think that they're ready to play Shador Sanders just yet. I know they have Bailey Zappe somewhere in the mix. Yeah. I've kind of pleaded here. I go, man, if they do not trust Shador Sanders yet, okay, I'd like to just put Bailey Zappe out there just to give Dillon Gabriel a breather, because I'm saying some nasty things about him. Like, man, I got to remember, he's a rookie. He's a third rounder. This is typical Browns where you take a guy, you play him way too soon, you don't ever give him a chance to develop. And I feel bad. I'm just like, man, I'd like to give him a chance just to stand on the sidelines and slow the game down a bit and then maybe reevaluate. But that's far past driven. So they'll play Dillon Gabriel on Sunday. He'll probably do very poorly. The Ravens will probably win, and we'll start a new argument coming up on Monday when they get ready to head out to Vegas next Sunday.
Ken, I remember we had you on probably about a year ago, and the Deshaun Watson of it all, because it sounds like there's a possibility they could open up his practice window next week, and you said last year you didn't think he'd ever play for the Browns again. Is there a possibility Deshaun Watson makes a start before the season's over?
I really don't think so. I think that I know that, hey, they owe him a lot of money, so there is a possibility to some level, but I really don't think so. All it's going to do is make the fans mad. We've talked about it a little bit here over this last week, and I've kind of avoided it because it's such a downer. And they could activate his window. I've seen him work out with my own eyes. I mean, he's running great and looks strong, but no one ever said he couldn't work out. My issue is can't play the position of quarterback anymore. And not at no high level. Now they may decide to look at it and go, you know what, let's get one more look before we're really sure. But you got 5 games at home in the next 8 games. And I don't know if you can play him at home. I think in so many ways he's broken emotionally ever since the injury that happened last year against Cincinnati. You know, that was a big national thing. And I've been steadfast on, yeah, there were some people cheering. I can't deny that. But I don't think it was a whole stadium full of people. I mean, I was in the building at the time. I was right there with the fans seeing how they reacted. I didn't think it was as exuberant as what some people made it out to be. Yeah. But I think he took it that way because the players took it that way. I don't think he ever wanted to be here. And I think that eventually this will probably end at around, you know, June 1st of next year, or designated as a post June 1st and before that, however they want to do it. And I think that Deshaun Watson will be happy to leave. And I think that they'll be happy to let him go about his business, because it's just been, it's been a business arrangement that has just been bad for business. The fans don't want him to play. I don't think the fans really care for him. I don't think he really cares to be here. I think that everybody's being nice with each other because, I mean, there's legalities in this. I mean, he's an employee. He has the right to work.
Yeah.
They have a players association, so they have to be nice about him because you can't just blackball him from getting work somewhere else in the NFL. So I think they got to be careful about how they talk to him, and he's got to be careful about what he does and doesn't do when it comes to the Browns, because there's probably a lot of different situations where you could maybe void that contract for conduct detrimental, and this is probably the last contract he'll have in the NFL. So there's a lot of ins and outs and what have yous in the words of the Big Lebowski, but I think that the days are probably done, because I think all it's going to do is make your fan base even angrier. I just think they'll boo him coming out of the tunnel like they did before, and I just don't think it's a real good thing to do so. But we'll see, but I don't think it really makes a lot of football sense. I'd rather Shador or even Dillon Gabriel, I guess, get more snaps and see what they have in those guys and get ready to move on to either a reclamation project, a retread quarterback for next year, or another one of those rookies.
Well, let's continue to kind of look big picture here then. So Dee Podesta's finally out. It feels like Stefanski's been there a million years because it's dog years when you're with Haslam. So he's outlasted everybody. The quarterback situation long-term still looks pretty untenable. Like, the answers probably aren't within.
No.
Like, when does this ever end?
Well, if there's – well, when you don't know where to – when you don't know where to start, you go back to the beginning, I guess. Quarterback situation – so what the first one is about the quarterback situation. The quarterback –
yeah, like just
either,
big picture, right? Like, coach, front office, quarterback, like how much longer do those guys have a run? And there's got to be a portion of the Browns fan base that's just like, they'll never, they're fundamentally incapable of figuring out a quarterback.
Well, yeah, especially when you see the quarterback that, and hey, I there were some things about Baker that I think that some people have done some revisionist history on, but
yeah.
And I, you know, he's even spoken to that, but he's, you know, you see him with those weapons playing that well down at Tampa Bay, and I think it makes some fans pull their hair out. And you see the way that some of these guys are playing, and I think Kevin's a good man. I think he had the best of intentions. I think that Andrew has the best of intentions, but you know, you've had a situation here play out where the quest to find the quarterback to save everything. They've gotten.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lost during that quest.
Yeah.
And it's made them make a very bad decision that's going to have ramifications for years to come. Because, you know, before they were bad, but you got a taste of some good quarterback play. Hey, man, I could sit here and say I don't know how far Baker can take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but that's not my problem anymore, my conversation anymore. But I think the issue with a lot of Browns fans is they'd love to have that argument with each other every single day than the arguments we're having about quarterbacks every single day. And so I think that that's bothered a lot of fans. Now, I think the older generation, I think we hold on to the tradition. I think the younger generation, it starts to startle me a little bit because, you know, there really hasn't been a whole lot of tradition at all for them.
No,
and they've
no.
only seen, I mean, yeah, I mean, kids my age have only seen me get mad. My kids have only seen me get mad over them, with the exception of a few great moments. So it's almost a situation where you kind of look up and you go, okay, all right, the Saints were able to get lucky once. I mean, you kind of look at how some of these organizations go, and it's like, well, maybe we'll get lucky one of these days. But it's honestly where it's the constant mistake and then overcorrection of mistakes. The pendulum swings too far to the left and to the right. And it's cost them big time. It's cost them big time. And it's created a situation where I think you look at it and you say, this needs to end and restart.
Yeah.
And then see if we can learn from our mistakes in the past. Talking about the Browns, see if we can learn from our mistakes in the past and see if we can actually keep good footing down and support a quarterback, support some youth, support the coach, not go through any of this other silliness that we've gone through, and actually try to go through the right way.
Ken Carmen, let's finish with this. We feel like the only way the Browns win this game is if Myles Garrett and the defense blow it up and turn into a rock fight. What do you expect to see Sunday?
I think that's the only way they can do it, too. The corners are good. You know, Tyson Campbell's had a good start with this defense. Denzel Ward, you know, as long as he's healthy, he's one of the best in the business. And Myles is having an outstanding year. And Myles, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, Myles has had some commentary here over these last couple of weeks that I said have resonated with the fans because that contract's almost untradeable. So now you're getting the unvarnished truth in so many ways from Myles Garrett, where I've made a joke. He lives in a suburb of it's about 45 minutes away from Cleveland called Wadsworth. And I've always said, I go, gosh, he sounds like Myles in Wadsworth, not Myles Garrett. Like he's a caller. I think that the way they win this game, if they win this game, is if the way they've won them before is if that secondary is able to take away first and second options, and you can take away his vision away from Mark Andrews. But Mark Andrews is a killer for them. Tight ends are – Todd Heap was a killer for them. I mean, we've never been able to cover Ravens tight ends very well whatsoever. So I still think that there's a lot of things that have to go well because it's the offense is just such a struggle. This is definitely the slowest moving, toughest offense to watch since I was a kid in '99. Watching that offense, I mean, it's pulling teeth every single possession, and I think you're starting to see the guys on defense get pretty agitated over having to go out there. The only saving grace to it is that they haven't really turned the ball over as much, so you're not giving them a bunch of short fields that they have to go out there, get winded, then all of a sudden they have to go out and defend their red zone again. So I think that's kind of the only saving grace, but the offense just can't get going. So, you know, if it's a 14-0 game, I think it's ball game. Yeah.
Ken Carmen, this was great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
It's I appreciate you guys and your patience. You guys take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. That was honest. I'll say that. A lot of frustration at that factory of sadness. Craig Albernaz coaching staff coming together as the Orioles, according to sources, we'll have four coaches returning. We don't know if they will be in the same roles, but we'll update you on what that coaching staff looks like next here on The Fan.
Arc Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.